Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Round Leather. I'm here with Damien.
What's up, yo?
What have you been now?
Good, man. I'm good.
How was the weekend?
Chill. I was chilling.
Okay. During the week, there was this comment by our president calling the youth lazy.
Yeah.
What do you have to say to that?
He has a point now.
He does?
He has a point now. He's not supposed to say it in public as the president. You know. But he does have a point.
How?
Man, you see what
you're saying. He has a point, but you're in a country in which there is less provision for you to excel in. So what's the point there?
It doesn't change the fact that they are lazy. Whether or not we're not talking about why they are lazy, we're talking about whether or not they are lazy.
No, if you're saying someone is lazy, then you should come with the criteria that make
I'm
him
not
lazy.
Justifying what he said, I'm saying he has a point,
which is
that there are a lot of lazy young people around.
He went ahead and called them uneducated, illiterate.
I don't know.
Yeah, he said that as well. And this is not just within the country. This was a comment he made outside the country, in UK to be specific.
And they should go to school now.
Okay. It's not about going to school, Demi. It's about providing the adequate resources for them to go to school.
It's not only him. As Nigeria's problem is not just the president. The president has gone and messed up worse. Nigeria's problem is deeper than just the one man. We have, and he was just pointing out one of the issues we have. He just didn't point it out properly.
What I'm going to say is, at the end of the day, you don't say such a thing. We don't, you know, as someone that is even that just announced, like, I think it was a couple of days or 3 days before he made this comment, is running for second term. Then he went ahead to say this kind of comment. Do you think the youth are going to vote for you?
In a country where your votes count, that's all the scenario you're pointing might work. Is Nigeria one of those countries? I don't know. Nigeria one of those countries where your votes count?
Well, to be honest, not only Nigeria, even most political countries, well, any country that politics is present in, your votes don't count. The public votes don't count. There's always been rigged. Always. So I don't believe in voting anyway, to be honest.
It can't always be rigged. There are some countries where there's a system and you can see the clarity, even if it's rigged, it's not.
Yeah, it's the system that is rigged, bro.
No,
it's
the system. I'm saying there's a system. And
yeah.
There's a level of clarity to, these are the votes. You know, there's clarity.
But they make you feel like there's a system, to be honest. That's the first step.
No, they don't make you feel
well,
like there's a system.
In countries like America, England, France, and them lot, those higher countries, those are the most corrupt countries. But their corruption is on a small scale, in the sense that, okay, they take a certain percentage in their pocket, yeah, and they still provide the needs to the public. But in Africa here, they make it obvious that we don't care about you people, we'll take everything.
There's a system that is strong, it's not perfect, but it's strong. So yes, there's still corruption. But here there's a system that is fragile.
Very.
So corruption thrives. That's that's why Nigeria's national team under 23 is the Japanese that was paying our.
See, that's what we see. See what I mean? So, yeah, that's just a bit of side talk, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, it still affects the football.
Yeah, it does. It does. Because I do follow a lot of these footballers on social media, and a lot of them were hitting out at these comments. Hashtag lazy youth, you know. You see some of them putting their profile, their pictures, football pictures up. You know, football is a game of sport in which people that love it participate in. But it's not all just about the money. There's a lot added to it. Hard work, you know,
of course.
Training, You know, you can't be lazy and succeed as a footballer. It's difficult.
But, yeah, of course. There's no, you want somebody
no, I'm just saying, I'm just telling you the reason why most of them put up their photos.
No, they should not take it personal, no.
Your president can come out and say that kind of thing. You need to take it personal. That shows you the level at which he places you. So this man will not even go he will not go the extra mile to make everyone feel all right. He wouldn't.
What he said was, they are lazy youths. They need to...
He said they sit down, that they know Nigeria is an oil...
Rich country.
And
it's so true. It's actually true. It's just that he didn't point this out properly. There's a lot of truth to it. There are a lot of young people who... Look, our system is who you know. Who I sabi, connection. It's not about how well you work or how hard you work.
Well, yeah, who made it that way, though?
Let's not know what I'm talking about.
Bro, that's another topic, a different day. Let's leave that out. Well, I'm going to run through some results here because there are a lot of games played over the week, just before the weekend as well. On Monday, West Ham played Stoke 1-1. Crouch with the first goal. Joe Hart, man.
Joe Hart was on fire in that game.
What do you mean on fire? Joe Hart is... There's just error, too much error on Joe Hart. Look at the goal. Yeah, he could have either parried the ball away from goal or just save it. But he punched it just in the pad.
He tried to catch it.
If he tried to catch it, yeah. Which I was saying, instead of to parry it, indecision, he tried to catch it, but he couldn't. Then Crouch just came from nowhere, swept it in.
But he still made some mad saves in the game before and in that game.
Why?
It's big, that one.
You think he's gonna go to World Cup?
He's going to go to the World
Cup. You think he's number one?
Who's better than him?
Pickford. I read Pickford ahead of him.
Pickford is emerging. Yeah. Pickford is, you know, is bursting onto the scene. But yeah. I think he's on. I don't see why he's better than Hart.
Okay. Crouchy with the goal, then Andy Carroll with a sweet volley. You know, Andy Carroll still play football. Just putting it out there. But he's been out for a while. So on Tuesday, Brighton played Spurs. Kane, Harry Kane with the goal. Then Gross with the penalty. Aurier, man. So. You know, this guy, he's so competitive that it's what's the word?
Aurier?
Yeah. You know, he does some unnecessary tackles. You know, he gave away the penalty, in which it was very avoidable.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I guess he's still a crude. There's still some crudeness to his refinement.
On Wednesday, Bournemouth played United. United won. Smalling with the goal. Lukaku as well came on and scored. This was a very important match for United, considering how poorly they played over the weekend. Just before this, losing to the bottom place team, West Brom, at home. So they needed Mourinho needed these boys to come out with a good response, and they did that.
Yep,
they did that. Yeah, two goals. Pogba played very well as well. On Thursday, Burnley won, Chelsea 2. Barnes with the goal, long own goal for Chelsea. Then Moses with the winner. This was one of the best games I've seen Moses play. You know, he was up and down that flanks like no tomorrow. This guy had engine. Yeah, this guy had excessive engine to burn, man. Very good performance from Moses. Just as the World Cup is approaching, you know, picking up good form is very important for our Nigerian players, right?
Well, yeah, he needs to show it, not just one match. He needs to take it to
the he needs to continue. Continue. Leicester 0, Southampton 0. Kelechi actually started the match. He played up to 65 minutes.
Not bad.
He got substituted, but he couldn't make an assist nor score. Well, but I think it's good for his fitness level. Then Saturday, West Brom 2, Liverpool 2, Ings and Salah. Well, Salah 31st goal of the season. What can this man not do? Then Livermore and Rondon. these two in particular, they are not going down with this team. Livermore is an England international. He can't go down. Rondon is a very good Premiership footballer.
It's funny, I don't understand why they're in that position. They have some good players.
They have some good players, but I just think...
But when you employ was that guy, Alan Pardew?
What do you expect, though? Alan Pardew's record is very, very poor.
It's not that bad, it's just... It's just not the guy to bring you out of
it. Are you saying that there are less... I think there are more, less and less coaches in the Premiership.
Alan Pardew did well with Newcastle, did all right with Crystal Palace. He's not Charlton, West Ham. He's not a bad coach. He's just... When your team is in trouble like this, I don't think that's the guy.
That's the right person for the job. Well, okay. The other match was Watford Palace, 0-0. And Zaha came out. Zaha was getting kicked. You know, he did a lot of diving as well. He got booked. And at the end of the match, he came out with a comment saying, people are praying for his downfall. You know, Zaha is a good player, but he needs to stay on his feet more often. He's becoming this kind of player that is known for diving, like the Ashley Young, you know, the Herrera. You know,
it's a phase now. I think he's still young, relatively young. When Ronaldo was his age, he was like that.
Oh, Ronaldo's worse. Ronaldo was very, very bad.
I think he just needs to mature in his mind.
Ronaldo was, even me as a United fan, I was even tired of the whole diving thing. I got tired of it. Dele Alli, you know, them people. And you know, people like this, referees always mark them, you know. And they are ready to clamp on that diving thing.
Yeah, it becomes, you gain a reputation for it, and sometimes
it goes against you. Even when you've actually been fouled, it goes against you. So on Sunday, Arsenal 4, West Ham 1, Lacazette with 2, Monreal with 1, Ramsey with 1, Arnautovic got the goal for West Ham. It was 1-1, then it went up to 4-1. This is just coming up 3 days after. Well, is it 3 or 2 days?
I think before 2 days
after Wenger announced. After Wenger announced is leaving the club at the end of the season.
His resignation.
It's a good result for them. You know, I think most of them, you could see in their performance that they want the gaffer to leave on a high. You know, they did well.
At least you know they understand that the guy was loyal to them. You know. So that's good. I think that's good. I have mixed feelings about Wenger leaving, but at the end of the day, everything, nobody is eternal.
No, everything.
Every good thing must come to an end.
Whatever has a beginning has an end. And for Wenger, he's been there for 22 years. He has won the Premiership 3 times. And some say he's a legend. Would you consider him a legend for the club?
He's their greatest ever manager, the second most successful club in English league history. Of course, he's a legend.
Okay. For the
club.
Is he a statue legend? You know what I mean? Like, is he worth
building a statue? I don't care about all that. I personally don't care about all that.
Yeah.
I just know that they should decide. It's up to the people that care about statue. I just know that.
Oh, you reckon they will maybe name a stand after him?
I don't know. All those things.
No, this is just me just thinking out loud.
I don't know. I just know that it's Arsenal's most successful ever manager.
Yeah, but for
on and off the pitch. Yeah. You know? So it's up to the people that decide all those things to decide whether he's worth it or not.
So do you think he's going to coach another team or...
Definitely.
He's going to be off football.
He didn't say he's retiring, so... Yeah.
Where do you see him next?
Man, they're saying national team or like sporting director at his
team. England national team? Director. What country?
I'm praying Nigeria. That would be nice.
Oh, you want to see him in Nigeria?
Yeah. Roll goes to the World Cup, does well to a certain level. And it's good to Arsene Wenger, man. Wenger, come on. Help Nigerian football. That would be nice. It would be a challenge for him. His last project in football.
Okay, so What do you make of Arsenal's future now? What do you reckon? Who do you reckon is going to take over?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Who would you love to see take over?
The people I would love to see are already at other clubs. Right now, I'm thinking maybe Low.
You said Low, but you still got Luis Enrique, you still got Tuchel.
All these guys can do a good job.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Diego Simeone.
I'm just thinking Simeone's pattern, Simeone's style of play. I don't know.
It doesn't go well with it.
Well, it's not what Arsenal are used to. But at the end of the day, you have to remember, that was Arsene Wenger.
Yeah.
So has Arsenal bought into what Wenger has imbibed, or is Arsenal ready to change it into? Like when Fergie left.
Yeah.
Man U's style
went off the rail.
They don't even know. So,
yeah,
I don't know, man. I think Joachim Löw for me, if I was to choose Löw, sentimentally, maybe Vieira, but I don't know. Does Vieira have enough experience to?
Yeah, Vieira went on to say that he's been at a club for 9 years. That doesn't necessarily give him the upper hand in coaching the club. Doesn't make him a favorite.
Yeah, no, I'm not even talking about him being a favorite. I'm just saying, even if they decide to give him the job, does he have what it takes? Look at Guardiola. Guardiola had some time at Barcelona B before. But you can argue that MLS standard can be Barcelona B standard. I don't know.
Yeah.
Segunda Division standard. Yeah. I don't know. So, Joachim Löw, for me, in terms of, he has looking at it strictly from CV, I'd say Joachim Löw or Enrique.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Next game was Stoke Burnley, 1-1. Then City Swansea, 5-0. Just what the City fans were looking forward to: Bernardo Silva, David Silva, KDB, Gabriel Jesus. And Sterling, Gabriel Jesus actually missed a penalty, and later on came on to score. And this, he came on and did fantastic. Senior man, he played like a senior man.
Very, very well.
Gave an assist for the goal for Jesus. So, City have done well this season. You know, 90 points and all that, breaking all sorts of records, passing, number of passes in the match, 1,000 plus passes in the match. You know, what next for City?
Regroup again and add and subtract properly and go at it again next
season. Do you think they'll win it next season?
They can. Why not?
Wow.
Why not?
That's a straight answer.
Of course. Now, look at
with the likes of United, Liverpool coming up strong, and Spurs looking for a trophy.
It's good.
Chelsea has to be on point. Arsenal with the new manager wants to prove.
That's normal now. That happens every year. Every year that's the case. But I'm talking about this year.
Yeah.
Guardiola has done something fantastic.
Yeah.
And last year he started fantastically well. But obviously he fell off at some point. Just to show you that in the summer he did some homework. Not just by buying or selling.
Yeah.
He also restructured his system. Didn't change it, but tried to adapt it to what the Premier League is. Okay. You know, all this, I must have Claudio Bravo, he must pass from the back.
Yeah.
He has tweaked that a little bit. Ederson still passes from the back, but I think, you know, they're using their brain much more concerning that. It's not a do or die affair to pass from the back by force, you know. Claudio Bravo made so many errors last season with that whole build up from the back
there. Yeah.
So that's just one of many things that Guardiola has changed, and I'm sure he's going to go in the summer again.
Yeah.
And he's a fantastic manager. So truth is,
he's
not favorite, obviously, because all these other teams are right there.
Yeah.
But
he's not favorite.
I don't know. He's a four horse race at the beginning of the season.
So who's favorite though?
I think it's a four horse race. I don't have a favorite.
Yeah, but they have to be someone, you know, when they bring out the odds, someone has to. Is it evens? Are you saying four evens?
Yeah, that's what I see.
Wow.
It's going to start as that because.
What are the four?
United, City, Tottenham, Liverpool. Chelsea maybe, depending on how Chelsea and Arsenal, they say Conte might leave.
Okay.
So the reason I've not included Chelsea and Arsenal is because we need to know who their manager is.
What about Spurs?
That's what I said. No, United, City, Spurs, Liverpool.
Okay. Okay. So who you reckon Guardiola will strengthen the team?
Definitely.
If he was to strengthen the team, who would he bring in?
Depends.
Because you're looking at this squad, you have quality players. These are very good players in every position. So if he was to strengthen the club, who would he bring in? And if if some of the players were to go, who would go?
It depends. I know Yaya Toure, obviously. Yaya Toure was a
good player. Okay, Yaya Toure is going to go.
But if we're talking about the important ones that have been mainstays, Aguero can go. Because Aguero likes being the main man.
Yeah.
He's used to it being the main man.
Yeah.
I'm sure under all the other managers, he only didn't play if he wasn't able to. If on his own terms, he wouldn't play. You know, but this season, Guardiola benched him quite a number of times.
If Aguero should go, who's going to replace him?
Jesus.
Yeah, but you need another...
Yeah, they'll get another striker.
Yeah.
They'll get another striker to replace Jesus, really.
Yeah.
You know, except they can find somebody who's already on Aguero's level as well. And how many strikers are on Aguero's level in the world right now?
Very, very rare.
They're already at top clubs. Are they going to leave a top club to come to City?
You're talking about Lewandowski. You're talking about their Cavani, Suarez. Higuain, Suarez. Those are Aguero kind of strikers.
You know, and... unfortunately, I don't really know about the young guys coming through.
Yeah.
There's this guy that Real Madrid signed, Vinicius. I don't know his
name. Oh, the Brazilian. The
Brazilian guy. I don't know. You know, so I've not heard of any young,
hot prospects.
Yeah. The ones that we know already. Mbappe is already at the top club.
Yeah. If only enough, it's good. It's funny you mentioned Mbappe just now because,
Paris getting because of
financial fair play. They might breach the. They might breach the financial fair play rules, and Mbappe might have to leave the club. And Man City are looking at the possibility of bringing him to the Etihad. But
Man City have a job to do. Remember, Madrid has been on the case.
Of who? Mbappe.
He almost went to Madrid, apparently.
Yeah, so, well, if he was to choose, he would obviously choose Madrid. I think he would definitely choose Madrid. Because his idol is there, obviously, Cristiano.
And it's a bigger club.
And it is a bigger club.
One, but you might also look at it that he might be not selfish, but he might think of it from his own perspective. I think, if I'm thinking about it for my career, I'm going to be a king at City.
Yeah.
I'll have room to express
myself. Trust me, Mbappe is going to play at Madrid.
Yeah, but if Benzema is still there, there's...
Benzema is hardly featuring.
But it's... He has to prove himself.
Yeah, no, definitely he has to show. He has to show them what he's about.
If Aguero is not there and Mbappe goes to City,
he's
straight into the first 11.
You think so? He's going to bench Gabriel Jesus.
He's better than Gabriel Jesus.
So what's the point of Aguero leaving them?
Because Aguero is a big player who might not like this whole Guardiola system of bench me when you feel like.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Okay. That's the issue with Guardiola.
Okay, moving on. Now to the FA Cup. Semi-finals, United Spurs, 2-1 to United. Sanchez, Herrera, then Dele Alli got the first goal for Spurs. Sanchez with the equalizer, good header. And Herrera with the winner, 2-1. I watched this game, and Spurs were very good.
As usual.
They played well. Good football. And when Dele scored the goal, I was like, not again. Yeah. Not again. Because this team, they're very dangerous. So I was expecting more goals from Spurs. But fair play to United, and they rose up to the occasion.
Mourinho knows how to do that.
Yeah.
Knockouts, all
Fair play to them. They played well. Yeah. You know, and once Man United got in front, I didn't see Spurs coming back. The way they were defending with their lives, Mourinho.
Yeah, that's what. You know that I will bet on the Mourinho team in any knockout match.
Yeah.
Any knockout match.
So,
but
yeah,
depending on who he's playing. Yeah.
The other game was Chelsea Southampton 2-0. Giroud with the first goal. Morata, just a minute after coming on, Morata got the second. And Giroud with some silky footwork for the first goal. Something you don't...
Giroud is a good player. I guess it's people that don't really know him or don't really respect it. I think technically he's very good for, yeah, for the type of striker he is. Yeah. He's very good technically. So, and he scored 3 goals now in his last 2 games.
So. Yeah. So it's going to be United-Chelsea for the finals. Who do you have? Who do you think is going to win?
Man, anybody can win that match. Either of the two. I hope Chelsea wins.
You hope Chelsea wins. Yeah. Hope.
I'm supporting Chelsea. Let me put it like that.
Okay.
Yeah. But
maybe biased, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. If they tell me to support one team.
Okay. Why are you supporting Chelsea though?
Moses is there. I'm neutral. But if I was to be, if I was to lean towards anyone because of any sentiment or any affiliation, it would be Chelsea. And I think I'm tired of Mourinho's I can win any trophy at any time.
Alright, so that's for that. And just a quick announcement for Player of the Year. Salah won it. Are you happy with that?
Yeah. Well,
no, some people were like KDB should have won it.
Nah, man. KDB, yes, very, very strong contender, but Salah got goals.
Yeah.
As in goals. Broke records, equaled records.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. I think that just gave him that slight edge. Yeah. KDB even played better throughout the season.
Yeah.
KDB is a better player.
Yeah. All round player.
All round player. KDB is better.
Yeah.
But Salah.
Salah was just. I think the goals. It's just the goals.
It's the goals and the
manner. And the manner of which
he saw some of these goals. And then the fact that he has broke. If he didn't score, if it was 29 goals,
yeah,
he scored. I think KDB would have won.
Yeah.
But he has gotten to a level that people who have won it in the past.
He's got 31 goals now, yeah, and he's in the league of the Suarez, Alan Shearer,
Ronaldo.
Those are the goals that have scored.
Only 4 of them.
He scored 31 goals.
Yeah, and I think he's going to break it.
Yeah.
So I don't think someone can break that kind of record and not be PFA.
Yeah.
Especially because he still played well. His team is still in the Champions League.
Yeah.
He played the City that De Bruyne was in.
Yeah. And they're third on the league.
So,
wow.
It's deserved.
Yes. Yeah. So, and the young player of the year went to Leroy Sané.
He's even miles ahead of any other young players.
Yeah.
I can't think of any young player.
Well, Harry Kane was on the list though.
Of young players.
Yeah.
He's miles ahead of. I don't see Harry Kane should not come and tell me he's a young
player. He's a young player. Yeah. There's this kid, Sessegnon Young.
From
Fulham. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually a very good player.
Yeah, they're telling us to take him. They're telling they should take him to the World Cup, in fact.
Left back, and he's banging in goals.
Yeah. They're saying they should take him to the World Cup.
Yeah. So, yeah, and the PFA Team of the Year. De Gea is in goal. I think that's
by far,
hands down, the best goalkeeper in the league. Right back, Kyle Walker.
No, yeah,
you don't see any challenges there.
Yeah, no, man, not much.
Two centre backs were Otamendi and Vertonghen.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, I can't think of any other person. About Otamendi, clear.
Yeah.
Vertonghen, I can't think of anybody that would.
Aspilicueta.
It's difficult to see Aspilicueta as a centre back. 1-2 Chelsea fellow. Seriously.
Yeah. You know, and he didn't help any of the players. He didn't give them any real chance. Left back, Alonso.
But easy. Very easy, I think. When I try to look, I look at the top 5-6 teams.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah.
The only other person, left back.
I would say Roberto. Roberto in Liverpool.
Robertson,
sorry. Robert is a player.
I would have even said Monreal because Monreal scored 5
actually,
goals.
Actually, yeah, that's actually a good point.
But Alonso is a better player, I think.
I think Alonso played more games.
Yeah, Monreal was injured. Yeah. Monreal scored again yesterday. Popped up with a lot of important goals this season.
Yeah. I think the closest challenger will be Monreal, to be honest.
Yeah.
And midfield, you have KDB, Eriksen, and... And
Silva.
KDB, Eriksen, Silva. Yeah.
David Silva.
And David Silva.
Not easy, but
yeah,
fair.
Yeah.
Actually, KDB spot easy. Eriksen spot easy. Silva easy. It's just that there is no defensive player in the team, so they will
yeah.
That's all. But
well, I would have put Fernandinho,
yeah.
KDB, and Eriksen. I won't put Silva.
Silva, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Fernandinho, KDB, and Silva. Either one.
No, Eriksen has to be there. He was nasty this season.
Silva.
Yeah. I'll take Eriksen over Silva.
Who has more goals?
Eriksen has more goals.
Are you sure?
Not sure, but
Silva scored some. Like there were three or four games where back to back where he scored the goals that won them the games.
Striker, we have Kane, Salah, and Aguero.
Easy.
Front three.
The only person, maybe Mane, Aguero, but
You would have swapped Mane for Aguero.
Maybe, but Aguero, the only reason I would say is because Aguero's seasons, his previous seasons, he's been obviously the star man.
You think he's a sentimental? Putting Aguero in there.
I don't know because his previous seasons where he was hot.
Yeah, he didn't win the player of the season.
He didn't win player of the season. He wasn't the team of the season.
He wasn't the team of the season.
So,
and he won the league for City. City. Yeah.
You know? So, Mane and him, but he had more goals than Mane. So.
Yeah.
So I guess it's fair. It's fair.
Yeah, but I reckon that I would have even put in Sané ahead of Aguero.
Yeah, Sané, Mane.
Yeah. Sané, Kane, Salah.
Yeah.
I would have done it that way. But I believe this Aguero being here is sentimental.
But Aguero scored.
He did score.
So that makes it harder to dispute.
Yeah.
So we'll give it to him. There's nothing.
Okay, that's for England. We'll move on to Serie A. And selected games. Roma against Spal. 3-0 to Roma. AC Milan, they lost at home to a team called Benevento. Benevento has not won any away game throughout the season. The highest result they've got, one draw and they've lost the rest. And they came to the San Siro and they beat AC Milan at home.
Upset.
Big upset.
It happens now.
Chievo won Inter 2. I watched this game and Icardi got a goal. But at first the goal was disallowed.
VAR
came into play and the goal was given. I think VAR is gonna help a lot.
If they can reduce the time, they waste too much. That's what I don't like about it.
But they add the time as well at the end of that. They add the time. So
it's not about it being added or not for me. That it slows the game too much. Like with the only thing that we know that footballers experience that waste so much time is injuries.
Yeah,
injury time.
Yeah.
VAR, you're waiting for a good 1 minute or 1.5 minutes just because they want to go and check a video.
Yeah, but that video can save a team from relegation or promotion.
I know.
Or it can save a team from winning the World Cup and losing it.
I know. It's just...
Yeah.
It takes... I don't like the time thing. If they can find something to do about that time thing.
So, and they're going to use it in the World Cup. So, let's see how it goes. Perisic got the other goal. Then the game of the week in Italy, Juve Napoli.
Crazy. Last minute.
Insane game. Napoli got a goal at the last minute. Koulibaly with a power header.
Yeah, that was a serious power header.
So let's see what happens. That goal gave them 3 points and moved them to 84. Juve is in 85. 1 point differentiates the first and the second with 4 games left. This is the closest league
of all the top
leagues. This is the closest. You know, I'm excited about this because Napoli are really going at it. And
I don't know if they can take the title from Juve, but let's see.
You can just see the excitement on the players. Yeah,
it's good. The competition is great.
And I love it. I love the result.
Competition is great.
So on third, Roma, Lazio, Inter. Third, fourth, fifth. Atlanta sixth. They knocked out Milan from Europe, the European place. Just 1 point anyway. Milan needs to come up, man. So if we go to La Liga. As they had game on Tuesday, Celta Barcelona 2-2. Dembele, Alcacer with the goal. Julian Aspas, Roberto with a red card. This was a very interesting game. I think this was one of the best games I've watched in La Liga. Because Celta Vigo were on point. Iago Aspas, very good, very, very good player. Yeah. He was toying around with the Barcelona team. He's
definitely going to the World Cup. Spanish teams always impress me.
Yeah.
No matter what level they are.
Messi didn't start, but when Messi came on, it was a different Barcelona entirely. You know, it gave them this hump.
The guy is a beast.
Valencia won, Getafe 2, Real Madrid 1, Bilbao 1. Iñaki Williams with a delightful chip, man. This kid is a good player.
Ronaldo
to the rescue as usual. Just a little bit of trickery from the world star. A back heel goal. Well, it's not a back heel, to be honest. Just a flick. Modric shot. Ronaldo flick. Goal. Ronaldo goal. On Thursday, Sociedad 3, Atletico Madrid 0. Wow, this was a very, very interesting game. Atletico Madrid came into this game feeling as if they would run over to Sidel. But, William Jose got a goal, then Joan Min got two goals. A poor result for Atletico Madrid.
That affects their confidence against us.
Yeah. That was on Thursday. On Friday, Leganes 0, Deportivo La Corona 0. On Sunday, Atletico Madrid played again against Real Betis. No goal, 0-0. The rest, a couple of players. Most of the key players didn't play. So the table looks like this. Barcelona, 33 points. 83 points, 33 games. So it's second, third, and fourth. Second, Atletico Madrid, 72. 34 games. Madrid has a game and had 68 points. Do you think Madrid will catch Atletico?
Madrid?
Yeah.
I don't think so, man. 5 games left. I don't think so.
You think they will finish third?
Madrid?
If they finish third, then they need to win the Champions League. Huh?
Is it not 3 automatic in Spain?
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's a poor position for Madrid now. It's either first or second.
They finished third recently too now. So
yeah.
They don't their league success in the past few years hasn't been great, so.
So yeah, another result was the Copa del Rey final.
Who wins the final? 5-0.
5-0 Barcelona, Sevilla. Suarez with 2 goals.
Iniesta.
Messi with a goal. Coutinho with goal penalty. Then Iniesta with a lovely, lovely goal. You know, and this is Iniesta's last season for Barcelona.
It's not official yet, but
I'm sorry, but it's official. He's not going to be at the club next season. Apparently, he's going to China. Yeah. His contract expires.
He hasn't said he's retiring. Leaving Barca. He hasn't come out and said it. It's just obvious to people.
So, now move to German League. Bayern Munich still going strong. 3-0 to Hannover away. Young Müller with the goal. And
they won their semi-final 6-2.
Dosti and Rudy. They're in the final of the German Cup as well. So, to France, PSG won, still going strong. Lo Celso away to Bordeaux, goal. And Lille, our ex-international goalkeeper, Enyema, his club are 19th on the table. Relegation battle.
Yeah.
You think he's going to leave?
Yeah.
He's had problems with the club lately.
Yeah, so that... He has issues already.
Yeah. So NPFL now, we're moving to NPFL. Selected result, Aqua United 2, Sunshine 1, Infarriba 0, Enugu Rangers 0, Lobby 1, Canopilla 0, Wiketori 0, Enyimba 0. And today, Heartland 1, Plateau 1, MFM 1, Rivers 1. Infarriba, they've been very poor this season. You know, a team with such money, they should be giving more. They should be winning more.
Football is not just money now.
Yeah, but they have the best players in the league. So let me just.
Is there one left, Toby?
He's still there.
Still there.
Let me. Is it why he's in Enyimba? Let me just give you a roundup of the results of the CAF Confederations
Cup,
which is the equivalent to the UEFA Europa League. Accra United won 3-1 to Hilal at home, but Hilal won the first leg 2-0, which makes it 3-3, which means Accra United lose on
the away goals.
Enyimba drew 0-0 to Bidvest. Enyimba got a goal over in Bidvest. He ended 1-1. Enyimba goes through on the away goal. MFM went away to play Jiloba. They drew 0-0, but due to their home defeat, 2-1.
Lost on away goals.
They lost on away goals. USM Alger beat Plateau United 4-0. All the way in Tunisia. The first leg was 2-1 to Plateau United, which makes the aggregate 5-2 to USM Algiers. So, which means only one team from Nigeria will represent Nigeria in the continent.
The most successful club.
Very, very poor.
I shouldn't expect much.
So, the team that qualifies is Enyimba. And Enyimba has this group. Very, very interesting group. Williamsville Athletic Club in Cote d'Ivoire. Then Group C. Club Athletic Renaissance in Congo. And Djoliba Bamako in Mali. That's the team MFM played, isn't it?
Yep.
Wow, so that's it for Nigeria. And just to throw it out there, Ojo Ighalo scored 4 goals.
In China.
And Musa scored 2 goals.
In Russia.
So this is a good result for us. You know.
We have something for Raw to work with.
Some people were saying it's in China, the league is this, the league is that. Regardless of whatever league, whatever level it is, to score 4 goals in a match is not easy. So people were mouthing about.
They have a point, but Chinese league, there's a lot of. It's good enough. It's good enough.
Well done to Ighalo. You should keep because we don't have any strikers.
We have 2 players from there in our national team, and they are two of the most experienced.
So Ighalo is speaking from Musa, is getting from Moses. We just need Kelechi and Iwobi, right?
Yeah.
To get some form and we'll be good for the World Cup.
We have players. We have Raw can do something.
Yeah. You know,
there's something to work with. It's just how to blend it, how to best blend what he has. Yeah. But he has raw material.
Yeah. So on that note, I'm signing out.
Thank you for listening and. Stay tuned, share, subscribe, tell your friends, you know, and keep watching football. Football is the best sport in the world.